Hello and welcome back to the Global Venturing Review podcast, taking you through some of the biggest corporate venture capital stories from the past week. I'm Fernando Moncada, and we're starting off this week's recap with another reverse merger. Israel-based cybersecurity technology provider Hub Cybersecurity agreed to a reverse merger with special purpose acquisition company Mount Rainier Acquisition Corp. That will allow insurance group AXA to exit and value the combined company at $1.28 billion. Hub has developed a cybersecurity software platform designed to work with confidential government or corporate information, offering threat protection and end-to-end security. The merged business will take Mount Rainier's spot on the NASDAQ, which it got through a $173 million initial public offering in October 2021. The deal will be supported by $50 million in PIPE financing from unnamed existing and institutional investors. Hub has made two acquisitions over the past year to beef up its offering, namely cybersecurity software developer ComSec and consulting and software firm ALD Advanced Logistics Development. Yuga Labs, the US-based creator of non-fungible token collection Bored Ape Yacht Club, secured $450 million in a seed round at a post-money valuation of $4 billion. The round was backed by investors including blockchain game developers Animoca Brands and The Sandbox, cryptocurrency exchanges FTX and MoonPay, internet and technology group Alphabet, electronics producer Samsung, metaverse technology developer Genies, and sports apparel producer Adidas. Andreessen Horowitz led the round, which also featured Liontree, Tiger Global Management, 776, Sound Ventures, Lightspeed Venture Partners, Digital, Time Ventures, Cobalt Capital, Standard Crypto, Neural Kinetic, Vayner Fund, SV Angel, Eden Block, Friendly Trading, Thrive Capital, Bond, Hashed, Artist Capital, and unnamed others. A range of private investors also took part in the round, including Mark Cuban, athletes like Colin Kaepernick and Shaquille O'Neal, as well as musicians such as Snoop Dogg, Timbaland, and Steve Aoki. Yuga Labs just this month acquired NFT projects CryptoPunks and Meebits from NFT developer Larva Labs, and released a new token called ApeCoin as it works on a metaverse project called Other Side. Meanwhile, Ramp, a US-based provider of a corporate card for controlling spending, raised $750 million in debt and equity financing from investors including digital payments technology provider Stripe, valuing the company at $8.1 billion. Founders Fund led the $200 million equity portion of the round, which included Thrive Capital, Redpoint Ventures, D1 Capital Partners, Spark Capital, Coatue Management, Iconic Capital, Altimeter Capital, Lux Capital, Vista Public Strategies, Definition Capital, Avenir Growth Capital, 137 Ventures, Declaration Partners, General Catalyst, and unnamed individual investors. It also obtained $550 million in debt financing from financial services firms Citi and Goldman Sachs, which put up $300 million and $150 million respectively. Ramp offers an interest-free corporate card along with an expense management platform designed to save companies time and money. US-based data analytics software provider Astronomer secured $213 million in Series C funding from investors including Salesforce Ventures, the corporate venture capital subsidiary of enterprise software provider Salesforce. Growth equity firm Insight Partners led the round, which also featured investment bank JP Morgan, Meritech Capital, K5 Global, Sutter Hill Ventures, Sierra Ventures, and Venrock. Astronomer has developed data orchestration tools powered by open-source workflow software platform Apache Airflow, in essence acting as connective tissue that enables multiple data services to create a cohesive pipeline. The funding will help the company acquire Datakin, a US-based data lineage and management software provider that helps organize data flows. Oxiso Financial Services, the smart financing spinoff of India-headquartered material procurement and financing services provider of business, secured $200 million in a Series A round that valued the company at least $1 billion. Norwest Venture Partners and Matrix Partners India co-led the round with Alpha Wave, Tiger Global Management, and Creation Investments also taking part. Of Business operates an online platform that allows industrial and manufacturing businesses to source raw materials, using artificial intelligence to help them procure suitable supplies at better prices. And Oxiso Financial Services allows buyers to access working capital financing to support that material purchasing. Following the transaction, Of Business will retain a stake of almost 75% in the spinoff. In addition to the funding rounds, we saw a lot of activity in new investment vehicles and spinouts happening. For example, NIO Capital, the China-based venture capital firm co-formed by electric vehicle manufacturer NIO and VC firm Sequoia Capital, as well as hedge fund manager Hillhouse Capital, closed its second vehicle called EVE One Fund Two at about $400 million. The fund focuses on early and middle stage energy, mobility, supply chain, and deep technology developers. New and existing LPs of the fund include unnamed insurance firms, financial institutions, and funds of various kinds from across Asia, the US, Europe, and Africa. Elsewhere, Netherlands-headquartered automotive manufacturer Stellantis has launched a $331 million corporate venture capital vehicle called Stellantis Ventures to invest in technology that could be applied to the automotive and mobility sectors. The unit will invest in early and later stage companies specializing in a wide range of technologies related to the automotive industry. Target areas for the fund include autonomous driving, electronics, sustainability, energy, connectivity, and advanced materials, as well as software and manufacturing, financial technology, sales tools, the supply chain, virtual reality, and even non-fungible tokens. Stellantis said that the fund will operate as a strategic investor in a way that allows for new technologies to be integrated into the company within compressed timeframes, in months as opposed to years. U.S.-headquartered semiconductor technology producer Qualcomm unveiled an investment vehicle called Snapdragon Metaverse Fund that will provide up to $100 million in funding for developers of metaverse technology. The vehicle, which is named after Qualcomm's Snapdragon system-on-chip product range, will focus on extended reality technology startups and deploy capital through Qualcomm's core investment arm, Qualcomm Ventures, as well as through a grant initiative intended to grow the overall ecosystem. The fund will invest in developers of immersive extended reality products, as well as augmented reality technology and artificial intelligence software that could be used in the sector. Qualcomm is already working on extended reality technology covering areas such as displays, power, illumination, connectivity, and motion tracking. Internet and technology group Alphabet is spinning off its quantum technology subsidiary Sandbox AQ with what is reportedly a nine-figure amount of funding. The spinoff raised the capital from Briar Capital, First Light Capital Group, Guggenheim Investments, Time Ventures, Section 32, Parkway Venture Capital, and unnamed other funds, along with private investors Eric Schmidt, Thomas Tull, Steven Siegel, and Bradley Bloom. Sandbox uses AI and quantum technology to develop commercial tools for customers in sectors including financial services, healthcare, telecommunications, cybersecurity, and government. The company counts the likes of mobile network operator Vodafone, Internet and Telecommunications Group SoftBank, and healthcare provider Mount Sinai Health System among its customers. UK-based cryptocurrency asset manager Nexo, which provides crypto financial services, formed a $150 million corporate venture capital and M&A arm dubbed Nexo Ventures. The unit will focus on Web3 technology developers covering areas such as blockchain, game finance, metaverse, crypto payments, and token-based economics. And it will be led by Tatiana Metodieva, who has been the head of corporate finance and investments at Nexo since July 2020. And lastly, Slack Fund, the strategic investment vehicle formed by US-headquartered enterprise communication app developer Slack, has launched its third fund with $100 million in capital. The corporate had announced the first Slack fund in 2015, and together with the $50 million second fund that it launched in late 2020, has since made more than 80 investments targeting IT, cybersecurity, software development, and workplace productivity, as well as wellness technology. The expanded third fund will enable Slack to lead and co-lead more rounds, and it said that it's mulling an expansion into new categories such as hardware, coaching, and mental health and wellness tools. That about does it from me this week and this week's episode of GVR. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, or at your listening post of choice. If this is your first time tuning in to GVR, don't forget to subscribe, and if you can, please leave a review, because those are always helpful. You can also catch our complete industry coverage at globalventuring.com. I have been Fernando Moncada. Our sound engineer is Mark Chatterley from InEar Production, whose work you can check out at inearproduction.com, and our intro music is by Kevin MacLeod and a Creative Commons license. We'll be back next Monday, as we are every week. Until then, have a great week.